Well, throughout the country, although the vacant property grant has breathed new life into old empty homes, plenty of houses still sit untouched, and some are frozen in time with the belongings of their last residents left just as they were. Well, in the townland of Knockbrack in South Sligo, a small 10-acre farm has stood silent for half a century since 19-year-old Michael O'Hara set off for a new life in Brooklyn in New York back in the mid-1970s. But it was never forgotten. Last week, Michael, with his wife Peggy and their two sons Ryan and Liam, spent time in his home place to walk the land and consider what future might lie ahead for the farm.
My father was born in this house, and so was my grandfather, who was also a Michael O'Hara. This is where the O'Haras come from. This is it.
This is it. Now, were you born in this village too?
I was. I was actually born in the house too.
And why did you leave for America?
My family had all left. I was the last one to leave. And it was me and my father here for the last sort of 5 years. Siblings that went to London and siblings that went to New York. They wanted me to experience something different. So I ended up deciding to leave about a year after high school.
With your father?
No, he was still here. Unfortunately, he passed away within a year. The dilemma with that is I had gone to the United States on a visitor's visa. And I was thinking about it recently because of all the immigration issues they have in the United States.
And this would have been the mid-70s?
The mid-70s. Mm-hmm. This would have been 76 when he got ill. I was stuck in New York. And my siblings, through their kindness, decided he shouldn't go home. Because if he does, he'll never get back in. And that may change his life again.
So your father died a year after you went to America, but
right.
Because of the visa situation, you were stuck there and you couldn't come home for the funeral.
And so my siblings took care of all the funeral and the neighbours, of course, the wonderful neighbours.
And that must have been immensely difficult.
It was. And I don't really believe that I grieved until my son was born. I really wish, if I had to go back again, that I would have found a way to honor, you know, his passing.
And we're standing outside what was his house, is now your house, and I get a feeling that's what you're trying to do now.
Yes. Essentially, it is exactly what I want to do, because I've ignored this property for 50 years. And only since I retired have I had the perspective of looking back, wondering what the future of this place could hold.
And was he farming?
Yes. He farmed up to the day he died. I remember the haymaking and the turf making, neighbours helping out, that community living, in a sense, that was years ago. But I enjoyed some parts of it. But then again, I rushed out of here at 19, so clearly I wasn't destined to be a farmer.
Like so many.
That's
like
right.
So many. Did he have cattle?
Yes.
Yeah.
He had cattle. We had a pony. We had a donkey. We had some chickens. That's what it was. But he didn't make a living off this farm. When our family was young, he went to Lincolnshire to basically a migrant worker picking potatoes. Like all the neighbors did that.
So he was a seasonal worker in England and would come back and bring the money home.
That's right. Pay off the bills of the store that we owed the money to. You know, that was it. They get paid once a year when he came back. He also worked in London. He spent the winter in London on the construction sites. It was a hard life, and it was a harder life for the people left behind.
But it meant he could stay. Fundamentally, his home was here in Sligo.
That's right. And eventually, that dream, that thing, did not continue for the next generation. To see the last leave must have been brutal. When I look back, I understand his how hard he worked to give us what we had. But he gave us everything. So.
And we're standing outside of it now. It is a bungalow, side on to the road. Can we go in?
Yeah. Do you guys have the key by any chance?
Liam went to go get it.
Okay,
hi
fantastic.
There.
Good morning. Very good.
I'm Ella.
This is
Ella,
Ryan.
Nice to meet you, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Great
lovely
to meet you.
You.
Lovely weather, huh?
Isn't it?
We're bringing something good, it seems, because 10 years ago we were here and we had another beautiful week.
So the last time you were here was 10 years ago?
Yes.
How has it changed?
It's held its own amazingly through all these horrendous storms and everything.
Solidly made.
It was. It was renovated in the 60s.
Is it as he left inside?
Pretty much. Very Spartan farmhouse.
This
is Liam.
Liam.
Hi, Liam.
Nice
how
to meet
are you?
Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
Nice
how are you?
You?
The whole family's here. How lovely.
So if you want to take a look inside the shack.
Should we go
yeah.
in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
The keys to the kingdom.
Oh, wow. So it's like walking back in time. We walk straight into the kitchen. There's a bed beside the stove. This is very traditional Irish, having a bed beside the stove. I mean, it must have been a place of warmth.
Yes, it was. That's where I slept for quite a while.
To the right. The little room. Fabulous colours on the walls.
The colours don't
wait till you see the other
one.
And then to the other side of the kitchen. Ah, it's a bedroom, a bright pink. Fabulous colour. Sugar pink, I love it. And there is a wardrobe with some, are they your father's clothes?
They might have been some of them, yes.
And there's a fireplace. And there's a Bible.
Yeah.
Are these his glasses here?
They might have been. I don't know if they were. Now, we were looking at that. There's bits and pieces we can't quite connect with.
And what feelings does it bring back or memories when you're in here?
I remember great times here. The neighbors coming in because we're so close to the road. The music, the dancing, you know, they just an incredible place. But I also remember the sadness and of my mother passing in 63. He passed away on her anniversary. I have disconnected from this sort of house because without the people in it, it really means nothing.
Step out into the sun?
Yes, and then we go up the field, and which is... To me, it was... Now, you want to watch your step going up here.
You said the other day, Dad, the sound of silence. I don't think I fully understood what that truly was until this trip, actually.
You know, everything rotates with the crops season. So this would have been would have been potatoes and oats and barley. A year later, it would be, they'd plant ryegrass or whatever, and the next thing it's meadow for a few years. They treated the earth very well. They knew what they were dealing with. So this is the top of the hill.
So the view opens up completely right across the valley. Now, are we looking towards Mayo there?
Yes, we are.
That is absolutely stunning. Your school was over there?
It was. It's a small national school called Knox School, and it's right over the Mayo border. And it's it was quite a hike, actually.
Cut through the fields.
And I see here in your field, there's livestock here. There's
correct.
Cowpats and all the rest. Your neighbour?
My neighbour, we rent out the pasture to him. We've come to recognise that it's a very small farm. and its use as farmland may be marginal.
What are the options about the future of the farm? Obviously, you can just leave it.
Correct.
And your neighbour will farm away, and the house, presumably, over time, will get more and more damp and all the rest, but that is the option.
That is true. That is one option. Or a part of it can be just ignored and let run wild. So we know what the past was. The future belongs to the next generation.
So Ryan and Liam, any thoughts? Liam, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay.
Yeah. Since we've been here the last week, especially because we're able to stay with a neighbor, it makes you think that, you know, having some sort of place here, whether it's a cabin or something, it's a beautiful place where we can stay. And to me, that's something that makes a lot of sense.
I think we don't really own this land.
Right.
You know, we're just caretakers. The realization that we're just here for a short while, what would nature want us to do with this land is what I've come back to. The wildlife spends most of the time around here.
Yes.
And we're here maybe once a year if we were to build something small. Maybe twice a year. Just being on this hill and thinking about the possibilities is exciting.
So different from your father's generation in that the pressure is not on you to make money from this land now, is it?
Right.
No.
No, I think that's, we have to accept that. There will be another generation. And if there is some type of place they can come to and visit and
it's
think.
It's very therapeutic.
You can't put words on it. It's more than heaven.
I remember I had great plans 50 years ago at some point to come back and do more, fix it up, all of that. And here we are 50 years later, and really nothing has been done. The fact that it's in the family since 1929, and how incredibly important it was for those people that took over the property, my grandfather, to have a property that he owned. He was no longer a tenant farmer. That pride that they had in finally owning their own land. It may have skipped my generation a little bit, but now it's back with me. Transferring that to my kids in some way, it gets rid of my guilt. It makes me feel better about whatever happens, that they've connected in some way to this spot. So I'm grateful for my family and the trip home. So.
There's Michael O'Hara with his wife Peggy and their sons Liam and Ryan, who are, I gather, listening to us from New York this morning. They're regular Countrywide listeners. And a day after my visit, Michael actually sent me a message to say that a mini mehel had taken place when his two neighbours, PJ and Patrick, arrived at the farm with their carpentry tools in hand to mend the windows of the old house. And he said, the house now has a new cared for look. So kindness and community spirit is still alive and well in Knockbrack. Best of luck to Michael and his family. We'll take a break.
Email countrywide@rte.ie.